Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everybody, it's your host Pepe with the 28th episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. It's so unbelievable that we are already in episode 28th. But today I'm so psyched to talk about whether or not getting a real estate license is necessary if you solely want to be a real estate investor. This was one of the few things I considered for a long time. I actually even took a real estate training course and then realized it wasn't actually necessary. One of the biggest reasons I thought it was going to be a good idea to get my real estate license as an investor was so that I can get the commission and in return reduce my purchasing costs, right? Because you can use the commission as part of closing costs and whatnot. Then as I looked more into it, I realized, first of all, since I do not want to be a real estate agent at all, the benefit of working with an actual agent way outweighs that of me being my own agent and saving that little commission money when I make a real estate purchase. That's why I decided against it, and I will give you all the pros and cons of both so that y'all can make your own decisions. This is one of the biggest confusions that a lot of newbies have trying to figure out if they're actually losing money by not being their own agent. And trust me, unless you really, really want to be an agent and sell houses, getting a license solely because you want to be your own agent might not be a great idea. So let's look at some pros and cons of having a real estate license as an investor, in case any of y'all are struggling to make this decision, or it's something that you've thought of and you don't know whether or not you are leaving money on the table by not having your license as an investor. The first pro is the 6% commission. Like I said earlier, this was my biggest drive. Being able to get commission when I bought or sold my own properties, I thought it was pretty great. Usually buyers pay agents 6% commission, and of the 6%, agent and broker usually split it 3% each. And if you're an agent and it's your deal, that 3% can go towards your closing cost if you want to. However, I went against that because even though the commission might be all right, having an actual agent who loves and is into their job and does it all the time will more likely end up helping me get great deals and really, really help throughout the process. For example, my Massachusetts agent, he's a very knowledgeable agent, way knowledgeable than me, and I'd rather have him catch all my mistakes rather than just me making them because I'm trying to save that 3% commission, right? Just having that extra pair of eyes in addition to mine, I think is very crucial and outweighs not having one. Obviously, if you're an agent and really know your stuff, then by all means, go for it. I feel like this is one of those things that it depends and everyone is different, but I personally believe that if you're not so great at being an agent, don't be your own agent. It's better to let somebody who's good at their craft to be there by your side and help you throughout the process. The second advantage of having your license as an agent is the networking opportunity that it brings. Now, having your license can easily open door to a lot of professionals in the real estate community, such as brokers, reliable lenders, appraisers, and many, many other professionals that end up being a benefit to your real estate investment business. Although this is true, but I feel like if you are like me and are good at networking with people, not having a real estate license won't really make a lot of a difference. And to those who want to broaden their networking skills, to network with professionals in the field, you've got to be willing to first of all, open yourself up and attend seminars, webinars, and your local meetups. These days, you can even attend meetups from across the country virtually. This will really help broaden and expand your networking horizons. The third advantage, being your own agent, you have a lot of control of your deals. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes after I've worked so hard and long with an agent, sometimes I tend to feel bad about trying to maybe over-negotiate because I don't want the deal to end up dropping after spending agents countless hours. The fourth advantage of having your own real estate license as an investor is the easy and real-time access to deals. This is one of the big ones. As an agent, you have access to MLS. For those that don't know what it is, multiple listing services. Having access to MLS gives you a competitive advantage because you can have access to deals and spot them faster, much faster, rather than relying on the agents to send them to you. This is a big advantage, especially in this market, this crazy market that we are in. Deals are just flying out of the window. So MLS has great features that show historical data and many comps, which are also great. Right. So granted, you can get those data from Zillow and whatnot, but usually MLS is much better and trusted than the other platforms. So when you are an agent, having access to MLS can give you a very great competitive advantage compared to people like me who do not have their real estate license. Let's look at some disadvantages of having your license if you are a real estate investor. Number one, expect to spend over 100 hours depending on your state to take the classes, then have to take the test as well. All of this costs both time and money. For me, it's more the time aspect of it, and I just don't think it's really worth it investing all the time. I would have probably bought something else had I invested all that hours into actually finding a deal and whatnot. Number two, the rules and regulations you have to abide with and keep up with is crazy. There's a lot of rules and there's a lot of extra paperwork that you'll have to deal with during the sale and closing process, which for me, it's like, I already have too much going on. I just don't want those extra work. But somebody else, people who like paperwork, like keeping up with certain regulation, that might be beneficial, but it's a lot to keep up with. The third disadvantage is the distraction aspect of it. I feel like being an agent can be a big distraction. That was one of my other main reasons, because now you might be involving yourself in some deals that aren't even yours, not realizing that the small commissions you might end up chasing after months of work might not be worth it had you spent the time actually investing in your own deal. The fourth disadvantage are the fees associated with having your real estate license. You should expect at least $2,000 per year in association, MLS, and access key fees. So I feel like if you're just going to buy one property a year, the commission that you will get is not really worth it in comparison to how much you'll end up paying for your license anyways. So for me, in my mind, I'd rather, if I'm in the case of somebody who just buys one or two properties a year, I don't think really a license is needed, or to, you know, that commission that you'll get is not really necessary, because the commission you are getting, it might not even be that a lot of a difference, right? It might end up equaling out. I'd rather just have an agent who'll actually help me and make sure that I'm getting the right deals and whatnot, rather than just me scrambling around. Overall, there's no perfect answer. This is all dependent on what each individual wants, and it depends on everyone's situation and what they value more and how much time they have. Personally, I don't find it helpful. If you just want to be an investor, for me, I'd rather just focus my full energy and time looking for deals, analyzing deals, and all those things that I'm great at, rather than the agent side of things, which I kind of suck at. I love having an agent who's there to pick on this and that and help me with what I might miss. Like my Mass agent, he's great, really great at his craft. My Ohio agent is all right, but my Mass agent goes above and beyond, focusing on every single detail about a deal, whereas I tend not to be so great at that single detail. In fact, because I'm a risk taker, or having an agent who points everything out, even the smaller things, makes me think and reconsider certain deals. So yeah, like I said, first of all, for your minorities who are thinking of starting to invest in real estate, you don't need any type of license to either buy or sell your home. However, you do need a real estate agent to represent you, and that's where it is up to you to decide if you want to become an agent yourself so you can reap the benefits that investing with a license provides, or if you just want to have an agent there while you focus on your strength. Alright folks, this is all I have for y'all today. Don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you listen to it, and don't forget to leave us a review and share the podcast with your folks. Alright, until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family too about the podcast. Also visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.